More than a dozen states sued the Trump administration on Tuesday over its rollback of routine childhood vaccine recommendations, calling the move an illegal threat to public health. The states argue that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention put children at risk when it announced last month it would no longer recommend that all children receive vaccines for influenza, rotavirus, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, certain forms of meningitis, COVID-19, and RSV. Under the new guidance, which has drawn sharp criticism from medical experts, those vaccines are now recommended only for children considered high risk, or through what officials call shared decision-making between families and doctors. But the 13 states that filed the lawsuit say the changes ignore long-standing scientific guidance. Speaking at a news conference, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays said the health and safety of children should not be politicized.
It is not a culture war talking point.
The lawsuit escalates an ongoing battle between Democratic-led states and the Trump administration over federal public health policy under Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kennedy recently reduced the number of vaccines on the CDC's recommended childhood immunization schedule from 18 to 11. His office said the new schedule would more closely resemble Denmark's. But Arizona's AG also noted that Denmark has universal health care.
Copying Denmark's vaccine schedule without copying Denmark's health care system doesn't give families more options. It just leaves kids unprotected from serious diseases.
The legal challenge comes a month after Democratic governors of California, Washington, and Oregon launched a multi-state alliance to create their own evidence-based vaccine guidelines, saying the federal government was politicizing science. California is among the 13 states joining the lawsuit, marking what Attorney General Rob Bonta describes as the state's 59th legal action against the Trump administration's illegal policies.
RFK Jr. and his CDC are violating the law, making a mockery of what should be trusted as the nation's leading voice on vaccinations and endangering our children. The fact is, among children born in the U.S. between 1994 and 2023, researchers have estimated that routine childhood vaccinations prevented approximately 508 million cases of illness, 32 million hospitalizations, and over 1.1 million deaths.
The Department of Health and Human Services dismissed the lawsuit as, quote, a publicity stunt dressed up as a lawsuit, close quote. While states ultimately set school vaccine requirements, CDC recommendations traditionally shape those policies nationwide. Meanwhile, 2026 is already among the worst years for measles infections in the United States since 2000. Nearly 1,000 cases have been reported so far, according to CDC data. Case counts reached a 34-year high in 2025 following changes to vaccine recommendations and cuts to federal vaccine research funding. Reuters reports that a dozen public health experts have been deployed to South Carolina to help contain what is currently the largest measles outbreak in the U.S. since 1992. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.